It is Thursday, June 23, the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio. Clarky, what about Loz? Loz, by the way, is we're all off for a week next week. Loz is off
for more than a week.
Loz is going a day early.
Yeah.
And there we are in the kitchen just having a bit of a chat. Loz made it plainly clear.
Pretty honest, wasn't he?
He goes, boys, love yous. Won't be thinking of it one second.
Hey, no worries.
And no offence taken.
Yeah. No. I got to say.
I was honest.
Yeah, I don't disagree. When I go away, I've never listened to you blokes. I've never tuned in for 1 minute to work out how the boy's going.
Where are you going? The Bahamas.
I can't tell you where I'm going, Block. I'm staying in Australia.
Hang on, right? You blokes.
I'm only going for a couple of days. I'm going for five. I go on the weekend. I come back Friday.
Are you blokes off next week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that mean I'm off?
No.
I've got one word for you.
You're on.
Hey, I've got one word for you. Mortgage.
I'll tell you what I have got for you today, Blocker. I've told Clarkie already.
Oh, thanks. You shouldn't
have.
No,
you know what I wrote down?
What do you mean?
Read this if you can read my writing. Can you say that?
This could get wild. No paper.
You didn't bring your paper in.
Well, Loz, that's where you let yourself down.
Hang on.
He started with a newspaper.
Your newspaper.
Yeah, he's got a whole book.
Hey, listen, you blokes. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail.
How much stuff have you got written down? We've only got an hour.
Hey, listen.
What's the newspaper?
Do you know what? We should get some psychologist in. Because this is what I do during the footy. Just have a look at this. Clarky, I know this is
show
radio.
Show us your notes.
Oh my gosh, I thought I was.
You're pretty neat, Block, as well. Good hand, yeah.
For a lefty.
Seriously? I'm a lefty as well.
I'm a lefty. Hey, boys.
You only got to understand your own writing. It's only notes for him.
Exactly.
Mate, that's a lot of notes, Block.
He's got a whole body.
That's more notes than I use the whole three and a half hours on me.
I was going to say 3.5 years.
Loz, you know what? If I can go. See, there's the Storm versus the Saints in round 7, right? So I can go right. You know, I can go right back and just go over what the game was like and then...
See, you understand? I need to take some notice of this. This is very good preparation. I need to start doing... That's called after hours doing extras.
Experience too.
Hey, boys.
I'm gonna take a leaf out of your book, Block. I'm going to go and buy myself a book and a pen. I'll start with that. I don't know if I'm going to use it, but I'll start with buying
both. I'll be able to help you too.
Writing? No. Spelling?
Help you with some ideas. I'm an ideas man. Mate,
you are the best in that
regard. The Courier Mail.
Yes.
Is that the paper that writes all the footy up there in QLD?
Brisbane Metropolitan Paper, that is correct.
It's Daily Telegraph in Brisbane.
Calling my man a grub, Liam Martin.
Well, he went on a, quote, grubby rampage.
A grubby rampage. Well, I'll put it to you guys, and I would love to put the record of Liam Martin up against Kafusi, because you know what? I'll be able to do this, Loz. I rest my case. It's no contest. Go through his rap record and then see who do you think is the grub.
I just love the fact we've got chat coming into game two. We're throwing a few barbs at each other. This is what was missing from game one.
Listen, the only thing you have to worry about now in Origin or in rugby league is getting your jumper crumpled. It's all right for all these guys to write about all this sort of stuff and try and get the war going. I think I've said it before. I want every journalist, I want to roll the ball in the in-goal area.
Oh, make him run it back.
You've got to get back in the field of play against both packs. And then you're allowed to say anything you like.
You'd trip over each other trying to get to the
ball.
Could you imagine the crowd?
You know what?
You put it on Fox.
Yeah. We used to say it as well, cricketers, like a journal would write something and you'd take it personally, and your first comment would be, listen to this bloke carrying on like he's played 100 test matches. And then you actually do a bit of research, never played a game of club cricket. Yet he's writing like he's just made 2,500s playing test cricket.
But it's good stirring.
He used to take it so personally.
It's good stirring the pot, because I was involved with the Gallen, Nate Miles blue.
Well, I said this morning, do you reckon there might be one in this game?
I don't think so, mate.
Just a little one.
No.
Just a left, I would, just one left.
I'm sorry to say this. They'll hate me.
Yeah.
I want to see a stink.
Yeah,
but anyway,
me too. I'm with
you. I'm sorry. I've said it.
Just a little one. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Love to see
I reckon that's what it needs. I reckon that's what this game needs. I reckon that's exactly what Orange, just a little one.
Just kick off.
Just, yeah.
There'll be a melee. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
No, I want to see
your jumper crumpled. I remember a few years ago, Jonathan Thurston backhanded my man, the serial killer, Bo Scott.
Bo Scott.
Honestly, back in the day, he would have ended up in his letterbox. But you're allowed to do it now. Yeah, a little bit of... Yeah, there's a little bit of a slap for you.
You and get away with it, don't you?
Well, you can now.
You can
now.
Push the boundaries, you know, because if you throw a punch. And by the way...
Is it sin bin?
I disagree because...
10 minutes are off for a punch.
I think punching shouldn't be allowed.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Sorry, boys.
Okay. You've changed your
Well, I've told you why I've changed, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
I told you because when my young bloke started playing, I would have... hated for him to be punched.
Yeah.
But I was against the rule when it first happened. But
as he's got older, is it 10 minutes or automatic send-off if you throw a punch?
It's automatic sin bin, but then depending on how many, I suppose, or how serious it is, you could find yourself sent from the field.
Okay. I wish the punching rule wasn't in when I was playing. Have a look at me, Mel.
talking about the punching rule, I'm being serious now. Mm. How many games... would it be every second week, every third week, on average, do you think that you would have had a blue or at least thrown a punch in a game when you sort of first started? Would it have been every second week?
Every couple of weeks, I'd say. But but you got to think about it. That's the way we grew up. That's the way it was.
Yeah.
So we didn't know any different. That's what we thought. Oh, well, that's how
well,
you play.
Told me before, ever since you were a young kid, as a front rower, I'd never let the... other front row get over the top of you.
Never let them beat you.
Yeah, and well, stand up for yourself.
Try to. I got beat a few times.
Not many.
Not many.
Oh, mate, I remember one day, one test, my first test against New Zealand, and they were saying that Kevin Tammany was the boxing champ. That's when Greg Dowling and him had a fight on the thing.
Was that your first test?
That was my first test in at Lang Park. Yeah. He signed his signature on my forehead. Lump, 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 lump. I remember coming off and missing me. Both eyes were closed, and I mate, because what they did, remember we talked about the chopping block. They used to put a bounty on, mate. I got hit from all angles, like blokes just running past going whooshka, and like because you're playing your first game, so obviously you're on the chopping block.
Just give it to the young bloke.
Just give it to the young bloke. Jeez, I had some lumps on me, I tell you. But anyway,
it's amazing how the game has changed, though, hasn't it?
Like, for the better.
Yeah.
For the better. But I reckon everyone's waiting for something to happen in Origin.
Something different.
Yeah, just, I don't know. But I was telling you about Paul Gallen, right? So what happens is I couldn't cut it up, but I got him to cut up all these things that Nate Miles did in the game over the year, and I showed him to Gallen, said, mate, enough's enough, mate. Have a look at this. And the rest is history.
The great guy.
What a tough man, mate. He is a genuine, tough man, mate. Paul Gallen.
I used to give it to him, but he would give back. Never complain,
he loved
Gallen.
It. Never say nothing.
No. He was old school, that if you gave it, you had to cop it.
Mm.
And he'd receive it, but he also had his fair share of, you know what, I'm going to retaliate here and have a crack back.
Yeah. Retaliate first.
Get in first.
Hey, I heard your man this morning too on the show, Josh Reynolds. I reckon the Bulldogs should bring him back for three months. I reckon they should bring him back. His DNA is in the Bulldogs.
Ooh, definitely.
Mate, it won't cost him much. Now, he's not a marquee player like, you know, he's going to score and win your games and all that. But I'll tell you what. What do you think, Loz? His DNA's there. I reckon he'd play that hard for 80 minutes every week if he's not, you know, if he's not injured, of course. I would bring him back because I reckon it'd be a great marketing ploy for the Bulldogs. Mm. I know they're starting to win a couple of games now, but he's the sort of guy that I'd love to have.
It never felt right when he left the Dogs, did it?
No.
There's some players you just automatically assume that that's who they are.
Mm. Yeah.
And he was always a Bulldog. Even when he went to the Tigers, it just didn't feel like it was a good fit.
Yeah.
And he would be someone that I reckon might get picked up for the rest of the season. I'd love to see him go back to the Dogs.
I'd love to see him go to the Dogs.
But I reckon the Dolphins might be a chance of, you know, making a play for him for 12 months.
You know what?
Yeah, whether he's prepared to go up there or not, I'm unsure. But to have that, like, experienced player, guy that sort of knows he's coming to the end, you get him up there, you talk to him about, like, I just want you to sort of show these boys
how to
what
prepare
being,
and,
being a first grader and being able to, you know, enjoy yourself, but also how you prepare for a game.
And he's got energy.
Bit of a role
at
a certain club. I think he can be a role player. I don't think you're going to have him there for 24 weeks of the year as your starting number six. But I reckon he'd add value on and off the field.
And I reckon he'd add
value.
That role
Benji did, that 14.
Yeah, and you're not going to pay him a lot of money either. That's the other thing. So you're getting this experienced player, very good around the group, that is not going to cost you a great deal of money.
The other thing too with players, you'll be able to tell them better than anyone, is you want to finish on your own note. He won't want to finish now that he's been, you know, he's been given the heave-ho by Holt. Mate, the English clubs, I mean, you do the wrong thing, mate, you're gone. At least there's a little bit forgiving here.
But they hate the international players if they go over there and if they're not performing or injured and they're not playing.
But he did his knee too. Like, you know how long it takes to come back from a knee.
Yeah.
So he's come back from the knee. He probably hasn't hit his straps the way that they thought he would, but you know, you've got to give blokes time.
I remember
Mullows
went over there to play with Leeds, and they just were into him. They got rid of him, I think, Mullows, and then he come back and signed with the Roosters.
Roosters
having a sensational year, and
they went and played in the grand final.
Didn't they? Played in the grand final, won the grand final.
Yeah.
Good judges, the Poms.
It's a wonderful world we live in.
Oh dear.
Steve Blocker-Roach joining us. What about this? A Daily, fancy you going on annual leave? Have more time off than Santa. There's a sledge for you.
Oh, Jesus.
It's tough.
But I don't take many holidays
I
don't think.
You don't at all.
No. But I'm always here.
Laurie's the world's nicest bloke. Why are they hammering him?
No, he does get hammered.
Yeah, I get hammered, Block. Mm. I get hammered.
How dare they? Hey, you know the other thing, too, about the New South Wales site? Brandy coming out and saying, we're too nice. That's a nice way of saying that we're too nice.
Yes,
it isn't it, really?
We're too nice.
We're too nice.
What did you make of those comments, Brock? Because I know that they're putting it out there to put the referee under pressure. And you know that Queensland will be talking about, well, if they're going to try and slow us down, we need to slow them down.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to be more of a stop-start game than an open game as we saw in game one?
I reckon they're going to push the boundaries, both sides.
What more, is there going to be more penalties?
Oh, there'll be more penalties for sure, because both sides are going to try and lay on each other. The great coach, Warren Ryan, used to say, if you don't win the ruck, you don't win the game. Now, Queensland won the ruck in the first one. And I reckon Brandy and also Freddie have come in with a good idea to put Appy in there at hooker and also bring in Jakey Tabojevic just to tighten up that ruck. If you have a look at the defence, and, mate, I said it before about Cookie, I reckon Cookie's a magnificent player, great running player, but he's a bit of a catcher in the ruck. By that, I mean, you know, he tackles front on and he sort of gets knocked back all the time, right? So Corrissell will come out, he'll tighten up that ruck with his defence. He's a great chaser from marker, cutting blokes down. And Jakey coming into the side too will tighten up that ruck. So I reckon they're two pretty good moves. They're saying, I don't know whether I would have went with another hooker on the bench because you need another big bopper. The space in Origin isn't what you think it is. You know when you say, oh, this bloke's a running hooker and he can, you know, get out and he does it in club land and makes long breaks and all that sort of stuff. That doesn't happen in Origin. Your opportunities aren't there as much as what they are in club footy. So I don't know whether I would have went with someone on the bench as another hooker. I might have put another big bopper on. So, I don't know.
You just don't know how the game's going to unfold. That's an intriguing thing for me, is because I thought that first game was played at a very, very...
breakneck.
Very strong speed.
And
Both teams had fatigue.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about it being a stop-start affair. And if it is, I think it suits Queensland. And then if Cookie comes out and it's not that fast a game where there's no fatigue, he mightn't get the same opportunities as we thought he was going to get.
Block, do you not think we're copying Queensland by picking two hookers?
Yeah,
because Queensland played so well with that in game one.
Yeah, I do.
That we've said we've got to do the same.
If I decided, if it was me anyway, if I decided to make the change, I wouldn't have had another hooker on the bench. So if I decided to bring, if I was in the selection and I decided to bring Appy into the side, I wouldn't have another hooker on the bench.
What about the Fox? Are you surprised that he wasn't recalled?
There's something going on there, mate. I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. And I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I'm very surprised because, mate, a half break when you play, I've said it before, when you're playing with the Fox, a half break becomes a try. Mm. And, you know, I suppose what they say is, you know, the back five are the most important, bringing the ball back and all that sort of stuff. I don't think there's any more courageous player in the game than the Fox bringing the ball back. A lot of people wouldn't really notice the work that he does at the back end of the field. Well, he's a courageous bugger. Mm. Mate, he gets in there and runs the ball. And, you know, speed equals power. And he hardly ever gets knocked back or put on his back or, I don't know, I watch him pretty closely. I think he's great at the back. And I'm really surprised after, when you look at it, what is it, 11 tries in 12 Origin games? We need to score points. So I really can't. I think there's something a little bit more to it than just a selection thing.
How do we shut down Munster? Or limit, you can't shut him down completely, but how do you limit the opportunities that he can have?
It's very hard to shut down a bloke who doesn't know what he's doing anyway. Did you see that Origin in the first Origin when he ran backwards, sidewards, and then straightened? And I don't know whether he knows what he's doing. So
he's a nightmare.
I think the worst thing we can do, Loz, and you'll be able to tell people more better than I, if you try and double team him, that opens up the space for someone. When you were playing, you loved being double teamed. By that, I mean, you know, a couple of blokes going at you and trying to shut you down. I don't think that we'll play. I think we'll be embarrassed about our first performance and would have been very disappointed. And I think New South Wales will come out in this game. I really believe it.
Sifa Talakai, what sort of role can you see him playing and impact him having?
Well, I watched him last week too at the back end of the field. Some of the carries he made against the Tigers,
isn't he?
Mate, unbelievable. And a lot of people saying he's been quiet. He mightn't been as explosive as he was early in the season because people are weary of him in that now. But I'll tell you what, he's still a wrecking ball. He can play. He can play centre, back row, lock. Mate, at a pinch, you could put him in the front row. Mm. So, I like that. I like that selection. I think he can come on and do something.
Well, we need power coming off the bench because I thought that's where Queensland, got us in game one. They reclaimed that momentum that we had when Carrigan, Collins, Grant came off the interchange bench.
Yeah, they did, Loz, but those young blokes, in that first game, and I think we got a little bit ambushed. I think we got a little bit surprised how those guys come on and played. So that won't happen again. And I don't think Isaiah Yeo got knocked out in the first minute. He was pretty cloudy for the rest of the game. He's nearly the best player in the game. I don't think that he'll play as quiet as he was in the first game. Cleary, I think, can adjust to whatever happens. I thought he was a little bit quiet in the first game. But you've got to have a look. They didn't get that momentum. You know Loz better than anyone. Like the momentum in the forwards, kicking off the back of momentum on the front foot. I don't think we ever really won the ruck or, you know, busted through tackles and got us on the front foot with our kicking game. If I had a look at it, Cleary was sort of like getting ambushed every time he was kicking the ball downfield. So that's one area that they've got to win, you know. And that's all goes in with winning the play the ball and winning the tackle and all that sort of stuff. So if they can do that, I don't think New South Wales will be as quiet as what they were in the first game. I don't think they were that bad. It was only 6 points in at the end of the day. But I think they'll be a lot more energetic in this game. I think they got ambushed in the last one.
Steve Blocker-Roach joining us this morning. By the way, rep round started last night. Lebanon beat Malta in the Elias Fenwick Cup game. And the score in that was 30-14 at Belmore
Hang on. The Elias Fenwick Cup.
Yep.
What? Mario Fenwick and Benny Elias?
Yep.
Do you know the war still continues 30 years on?
Well, wasn't there some sort of...
There a handshake and an agreement that the war is over? No. They came together?
They did. It was organised by Jeff Fenwick.
Yep.
And there was cuddles and photos taken and all that sort of stuff.
You reckon it was for
Just it was optics. All for show. Mate, the war, I'm telling you, the war continues.
The war continues. Oh. Mate, what a funny fella Benny is. We had him on the program.
Did he talk about the goalpost?
We put it to him. He didn't really want to go into
it. Oh, no, no. The other goalpost. Or which goalpost are you talking about? The goalpost or the crossbar? Now, I've told these boys they don't believe me. Does Benny believe the crossbar in the wrong position grand final?
Yeah, it was put up by the Canberra Raiders and the ground staff. And he hit the black dot. He hit it that hard, it bounced back into the field of play.
Benny believed it was too high.
Well, he laughed the other day when we asked him. He didn't say it, did he?
I'm with him. I'm with him.
Yeah, it was.
If that goes over.
Yeah. I know.
We're still on the drink, 30 years later.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
I know.
Now, sorry,
hurtful. That's all right, mate.
But
I forgive you.
For one day, at least, are you going to pass the baton? Is this an official passing of
the baton? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it on blocking now, all right?
So just for our listeners, Loz goes on holidays tomorrow.
Today. And I'm going to
be on holiday today.
Yeah,
today's been on holiday.
Well, at 9 o'clock.
So we can exclusively reveal the blocker.
Loz
is going to be joining Pup and I tomorrow for the show.
So Block is going to do the whole show.
What time am I
going to
get out of bed?
You guys will stay here. Early. Don't worry about going home. Just stay here tonight.
Is there a bunk here?
Yeah. This is it. You're staring at it right there.
I tell you what. They're the notes that Block has for 1 hour. How many notes are you going to have tomorrow, Block?
Oh, he's going to bring the whole news. He's going to bring all the newspapers in, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Well, there's not enough room on the desk for your newspapers.
I am exclusive to the Daily Telegraph.
Okay, so the Telegraph will be coming tomorrow.
I shan't be bringing anything else in.
Now, Block,
what's going on?
I do this thing called a multi, all right?
How do you go in that, by the way? I've been listening.
Sorry.
No, I'm just asking a question.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you in the hot seat because you're taking over the multi tomorrow.
Yes, Block. You're good for it.
So I want you to go home tonight and do your homework.
Imagine if you get to win. Imagine if he wins.
It'll be statues.
Loz would never get his seat back.
I want you to do your homework tonight because you are very diligent
Loz,
like that.
I'm telling you something.
And you're in charge of the multi
tomorrow.
I don't
want to be too good at it. Because then I'll overtake you.
Yeah. Yes, and I'd love you to overtake me.
No, I won't. Dear. I'm a one-off.
Because I want you...
I'm a one-trick pony.
I want you to win, because if you win, everybody wins.
Yeah, I want you to win
Everyone's
well.
A winner.
So you can do whatever you want, Rocky. You can do whatever you want.
Everyone's a winner at Parramatta Leagues or something?
Yeah, it used to be a slogan, I think
it was.
Liverpool RSL. Everyone's a winner. $2 bourbon and Cokes.
Liverpool RSL?
That's what they used to be. Back in the heyday.
I can't see you at Liverpool.
Mate, I used to rock it.
Mate, you're more...
Rock it.
You're more the eastern suburbs.
Yeah. Mate, I couldn't afford the petrol to get to the east.
What's the...
Now's a bit different.
Bondi Beach joint?
Ravisi's?
Nah, not Ravisi's.
Icebergs?
Icebergs.
Yeah, not back in the day.
Icebergs.
No, I wasn't coming. I was Liverpool RSL. $2 bourbon and Cokes.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Block? Where was your $2 bourbon and Cokes?
Like Coniston Hotel in Wollongong.
There you go.
Mine used to be at a joint called Rudes.
What?
Sounds good.
Rudes.
How was it?
Rudes.
Rudes. Rudes.
Junie.
Yeah, Manica.
Yeah, Manica.
Rudes. Like it.
It was aptly named.
There was no getting double
so
team
Block's
there.
So Block's on tomorrow for the whole show.
Yeah, Block you
on
and
tomorrow
I.
For the whole show.
Yes. Yep.
Look out, though.
I'm not.
Look
out.
Look out. He's an ideas man.
I don't think I need to come tomorrow either.
I am a dynamo.
Let me say this. You will not have to prepare any sport notes.
Perfect.
Because you will be here, there, and everywhere.
That's different to normal for me.
I've got to stay on task.
All right.
The rules are, Block, in here. There are no rules. You can do whatever you want, especially on a Friday. Yeah. Have you got any red shoes? If you wear red shoes, you get away with murder in here.
Have a look. There might be some there.
So you're in charge of the multi tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
All right.
You've got one job.
Love it.
Okay. Origin 2, Sunday night in Perth. New South Wales with Tab. Firming. Continue to firm. They opened $1.85. They're now $1.68. Queensland, $1.95 out to $2.20. Around 80% of the money is for the Blues with Tab early doors. Five personnel changes really made by New South Wales, with Brad Fittler dropping four players, those being Katoni Staggs, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Ryan Madison and Tarek Sims, and Jack Whiten out due to COVID, whereas Queensland have lost two players due to injury. Ruben Cotter, who did his hamstring in the warm-up last Friday night before that miracle win by the Cowboys against Manly, and Xavier Coates, who hurt his ankle in Game 1. Blocker, who wins and why?
I'm going to go for New South Wales. I suppose that'll surprise everyone, but I think
is that your heart though?
Yeah, it is. I really believe it. In the first game, I said Isaiah Yeo is near on the best player in the comp, and then I look at Cleary. He won't play as bad. He's near on the best player in the comp, and then they've got Tedesco at the back who played brilliantly, I might add, in the first game. So there's a difference when you're desperate. And I'll be very surprised. I'll be able to tell in the first 10, 15 minutes whether New South Wales are desperate. They've got to be desperate. They've got to win. There's no doubt that, you know, they've got to win that game and then take it to the decider in Queensland. And I just think that they'll be too good for them. They've got too many good players. They were outplayed in the first game through enthusiasm. With those blokes coming off the bench and playing so well for Queensland, and also Harry Grant, I said that in the first game. When he comes on after 20 or 30 minutes, it's got to be alert time. They didn't do that. I reckon it's going to change. I like the changes with Appy and Trbojevic coming into the side with their defence around the middle of the ruck. Will Beaton and the play the ball. They just look more enthusiastic with the speed of the play the ball, the way that they ran. I thought they ran harder. And I don't think that'll happen again. I think they were ambushed in the first game, which, you know, you shouldn't be ambushed in a state game. But I thought that they were a little bit deers in the headlights. And I think New South Wales will be desperate, and I think they'll get the win.
Yeah, I like New South Wales in this game because I think it's a better team, and I think Queensland aren't as strong, and they're not as strong in one area, and that's in the middle. They'll be a little bit looser this time around. Without Cotter tightening up in the middle. They've got three big forwards, Fasua Mawale, Papali, Lindsay Collins. And I can just see New South Wales being better around the ruck, have a greater ability to get faster play the balls. And if that's the case, I think they miss Cotter a lot. And I can see us really, you know, knocking down the front door and then opening up some space on the edge. So for me, I think Cotter's a massive out because he did exactly what we're expecting Jake to do in game two, just to tighten that middle up along with Appy to start. And, you know, I think they're desperate. I think New South Wales will be more desperate.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't think Cleary can play as badly as he did. I think Luai will get his hands on the ball a little bit more. Love Matt Burton as a player. I think he'll give us some strike and his kicking game will help at times.
Hey, Loz, just on the kicking game with Burton, with the mix-up with Cleary, if you're playing in the centres, it's a long way to get. What's he going to come in from the centres and kick, like on last plays and all that sort of stuff?
How do you
get him the ball?
Well, what you can do, you can open it up to the right side of the field.
Well, go two-pass runner and then he kicks.
And then he kicks. Yeah. Although you could throw, open it up past the post or on the post. Come back instead of Luai standing as the 5-8 for two pass kick.
Yeah, yeah.
He just swaps position around. You can kick. You know,
is there anyone kick a bomb higher than him?
No.
It's bombs away.
Yeah. Coming off the left sideline,
yeah.
You know, you can move it 20, 30 metres in field.
Yeah.
You have Cleary standing on the long side. Mm. You can just go back a short side to Cleary, who's standing one off the ruck, to put the ball in the air. There's plenty of ways.
The only trouble with that is if that gets stuck in his head that he's got to come into an Origin game in his first game and he's out of position for a general kicker, is that going to be in his mind that I've got to get in there and kick? Or, mate, I think Burton's a great tackle buster. I think I don't know whether in his first game that I would burden him with the kicks.
No. And that's a fair point. But you're not burdening him with the kicks. What you're saying to him, mate, is options. And the other one you're saying to him is that, if they're pressuring Nathan, we may have to sacrifice at some stage you getting out of position.
Have an option,
to give us the ability to use your long kick. Now, you're not going to get him to kick all the time, because Cleary has got the best kicking game. But you just have to keep Queensland thinking. And if they hesitate for one moment on who their kick pressure is going to be on, it just allows you then time, a little bit more time, to get your kick away.
That's where they'll miss Cotter too. That little 1% is the kick chase pressure.
Yeah.
He puts so much pressure getting out, putting pressure on Cleary. So they'll miss him that area too.
Give us a margin, fellas.
I'm going New South Wales 18-12.
I'll go margin 1-12.
Yep.
Do you want to, what I think exactly? I'm nearly tempted to go New South Wales 13 plus.
Oh.
Hang on, you just said New South Wales 1 to 12, but yeah. You're tempted to go 13
plus. I'm tempted to go. Usually they're not blowout scores. Mm. All right, but I think New South Wales will be more desperate. I think there's a lot more in this New South Wales side to give. And if they do, I don't know. Anyway, margin 1 to 12, okay. New South Wales.
Clark.
Oh, I'm going heart versus head. I'm saying the Blues by 4. But I'm super nervous because I'm worried about that, just that tiny little 1% of fear that one bad game and I'm going to lose my spot. The 7 changes or however many changes we've had, I don't like that. I'm very old school in pick and stick and give players more than one opportunity. So I just worry, are the boys walking on eggshells? Are they too scared to make any sort of error? Because then they'll lose their spot.
So Clarky, if you're a selector, just bear with me for a sec. If you're a selector, what changes your mind within 1 week about the player that you put in there to start with? So
yeah, that's my point. Nothing changes. Like if I'm picking, I'd like to think I'm not guessing when I'm picking a player. I'd like to think for something like Origin or a Test match, yeah. you know the player so well. You've watched the player enough times under pressure in different situations. If I'm selecting them, I'm selecting them because I believe they are the right person for the job. And that goes around your tactics as well. If I'm picking a team in India versus the team that's going to play in South Africa, there might be a couple of changes. So to me, I think Brad Fittler had a style of play he wanted to play and he picked his best 17. Now it seems to me, because of how Queensland have played, he wants to change that. Mm. And I'm nervous about that. I don't know why we care so much about how Queensland are playing. I don't care. I care how do we play our best footy and what's our best 17.
And what are the areas we have to improve on from the first game?
But as I said as well, I said to Loz, the other side to that, if you go, no, you know what, I got it wrong in the first game, then all these changes are irrelevant. Because he's saying, I'm accountable. I made mistakes. I picked the wrong squad and I had the wrong tactics. I own that. Now game two, we've got new tactics and we've got a new squad. Then I'm saying credit to him. He's got the courage to do that. But for me as a selector, or when I was captain, I was like, I'm not picking someone for one game. I'm really giving them the series.
Me personally, I think it's a better balanced team than game one.
Yeah, you've said that. Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I just look on win-loss. If we'd have won the first game, everyone would go, he's a genius. Now, Freddie's got...
Yeah, but would you have agreed with some of the selections? So I still wouldn't have.
There was a couple where I thought were a bit out of whack, but, I mean, that's, you know...
It doesn't mean we're right or wrong either, by the way. It's just our opinion.
But in Freddie we trust. Like, the desperation's got to come into it now. I don't think it's got anything to do... Well, a lot to do with tactics and what... Mate, we were beaten... At the play the ball in the first game, all over. Not only in the play the ball, but in the speed of the like all different things. Mm. They have to fix that. And I think by bringing Jakey in and also Appy, I think he's addressing the area that we need to improve. And then desperation comes into it. We have to win. That's why I think New South Wales will win.
New South Wales by 22.
22.
What? Listen, in the last break, I did see you in the kitchen. You've taken medication without telling us.
Hang on.
You are off your face.
Is this bloke?
22.
I better call him.
Here we go. This is the Bulldog theory. It's the worst Queensland team in the history. 22 points. Yep.
Clarkie.
We'll win 28-6.
He's medicated.
Is this bloke?
He's high at the moment.
Is this bloke on holidays already or is he on with us tomorrow?
He's taken medication without anybody knowing.
It's fine. Off. It works.
22.
I'll give you one.
Who's your man of the match? Who's your man of the match?
Matt Burton. Oh, good. And morning, boys. Blocker, you're making so much sense. Too much analysing the game. Play what's in front of you. New South Wales will blouse them. Appy, man of the match. Cheers, Michael. Sending that one through. Loz, you should remember Thursday night dollar drinks at Maddie's Kingston Hotel. Damien from Fig Tree, 1990-92.
King O Hotel, Thursday nights.
How much a drink?
Blind
dollar drinks,
Bell
was
Conan.
It?
That was another one.
Was that dollar drinks?
Dollar drinks, yeah.
92, oh 1991 too.
$1 for, what'd you go for?
And Fig Tree.
Bourbon and Coke.
That's my stopping ground, Fig Tree.
Dan Wollongong.
Last time I had a bourbon and Coke was in 94, there you go.
Really?
Yep.
Wonder what happened that made you give them up.
Well, last time I had a bourbon and cake, I shouldn't have.
Just before you go, Blocker, a quick word on, well, New Zealand, Tonga. New Zealand, $1.26, Tonga, $3.90. The Tongans plus 10.5 at the line. PNG, $3.70 against Fiji, $1.28. That's the second of the back-to-back games at Campbelltown, by the way. Samoa before that are $1.01 and minus 35.5 at the line against the Cook Islands, $15. But this New Zealand Tonga game at Mount Smart Stadium. Well, reading out the teams this morning.
Awesome.
This is going to be a fantastic game.
What time is it on telly and what channel is it on?
3:20, and I believe it's on Fox League and KO on Saturday afternoon. I'll check that. I'm sure it is. But 3:20 Saturday afternoon is kickoff.
Mate, what about the collisions with all those big boppers?
Mate.
The teams. Oh.
There'll be some ice on shoulders.
My God. Imagine getting out of bed the next day. Now, Tonga, are they going to, if they win this game, they beat Australia last time they played Australia. If they win this game, do they become a tier one nation for the World Cup or later on down the track?
Ooh, I think later on down the track they might.
Yeah.
Probably not for the World Cup. Because that will stop.
Christian Wolf coaching the Tongan?
Not in this game. So no, Wayne Bennett and Dean Young are in charge for this game.
Tonga.
Who do you like?
I like Tonga.
Do you?
I just like saying it.
All right.
Tonga.
I'm New Zealand.
Yeah, I think New Zealand.
Yeah, but you know why you're doing that?
Because
you're
going.
No, he's going over there on the weekend.
He's got no choice. His wife.
He's
going to
let people see
well.
Him and go. Well, listen to the big sport. Do we go to New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Do we?
Podcast. On the podcast we do.
Say what you like then. We don't go there.
Do we? Dear. No, we don't. No. Just on the podcast. Yeah, you're right. Podcast. Blocker.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow
that
morning.
That can't be it.
Right and early.
Don't be late.
What time are we going to be here?
So 5:30, we're on air.
You're a funny guy. 5:30. It's on at 6, isn't it?
5:30.
No, it's 5:30.
So you can be like me and get here at 5:29, but if you come any time from 4, you'll see Middo.
We'll have a look, boys. I will be prepared.
Oh, my God. No, you can't bring that book. Notes. You don't need notes. You don't need any notes in here, Block.
If you're late, you'll need a note.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
See you, boys.
With the cooler weather arriving, get into Totally Workwear Rydalmere for all your winter workwear gear. We stock the best brands like King G, Hard Jacket, FXD, and Steel Blue. Plus, check out the new Fuse Workwear by King G. Does your business workwear branding need a freshen up? Darren and the team will get you sorted. Open until 7 p.m. every weekday. Totally Workwear at Rydalmere, 279 Victoria Road, opposite Bunnings and Macca's. Your winter workwear one-stop shop.
Brad Davidson, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Very well, thanks. And looking forward to a big meeting at Randwick on Sunday. The Civic Stakes is the feature.
Yeah, you're right. And look, good to miss not get into the heavy range, I suppose. We saw Canterbury yesterday was in that heavy range, but the track conditions at Randwick are much better for Saturday. I think we're on a soft 6 at the moment, so should get back to around a 5 on the day, you would imagine. Looks a decent card there. Of course, 10 races as always. Battles on the favourite for the Civic Stakes ahead of Maria Mia and Taxu, and looks like Elvis, who was that dominant winner in Melbourne first up after missing the start by 3 lengths. So looks a really competitive sort of out-of-season style race there, the Civic Stakes. Of course, we've got the Stayers Cup as well over the 2,600 metres. Alec Ahan leading the way there ahead of Shameless Smith. But, looks like a decent program right across. So looking forward to getting my teeth stuck into the form today.
Just on the Civic Stakes, Davo, this Annabelle Neesham gallop at Tamar here, have you had much of a look into it yet?
I haven't, no. I'll have a good look today. It's one race I sort of need to get stuck into today. But, always, I guess they're a bit hard, aren't they, to sort of line up those American form lines and how they line up. I'll have a good look at its trial and see how it's trialed leading in. But I do find it challenging with these imports a lot of the times, just to find out how well they're going. A lot of them need a run first. But one thing I do say about them is if you do like them, they're a lot easier to back at double figures, as this horse is right now at around $14, than taking short odds about them. I could never really take short odds about an import first up in Australia, because there's a lot of risk involved, but when they're at good odds, sometimes they're worth a bit of a speck at those sort of odds.
Let's have a chat about Clarkie's horse, Davo. He's playing it down on Saturday, and we're talking about Pretty Wild in race 4. Have you done any form around Pretty Wild, and what are your expectations?
Well, that's probably a good thing, isn't it? Because he played it down on debut, and it's come out one by 73 lengths.
Dave, I've just tried to be honest with the boys and our listeners. I'm not playing it down, just trying to be honest.
No, that's look, as an owner, I think it's human nature to play them down a little bit. You know, even like, you know, if I look at the horse that I've got that we're going to run next week, you know, you want to keep the expectations low, because anything above that's good. But horse ownership, it's a tough game. It's not easy, and horses sometimes they'll come out and win, and then the next time they'll be disappointing. It's the way the game goes. So you've got to keep expectations low and not get carried away. And I think that's the smart way to play it. But look, saying all that, I think you've got a pretty nice horse on your hands, Clarky. I mean, she clocked the best late splits of the day there at Warwick Farm. First up, sure, she's coming out of maiden grade, but she did beat them with a leg in the air. There's been a winner out of the race, and we've got Saturday. You know, she draws low to be able to sit a bit closer in the run there. She jumped well on debut and went back from the gate. So, generally, Waller, the way he sort of plays it is, you know, draw wide, you go back, draw in, you use that gate and kick up a bit. So I expect them to do that on the weekend. I think it's a three-horse race between the three faves. I mean, Picare Care walked in the other day at the provincials. This is a stronger race, of course. It's favourite at the moment. Wesker was very good at Warwick Farm when leading and showing a real clean set of heels in the straight. But I think Pretty Wild's right in the race. I think there's nothing between those top three. I think it's got a great chance. It's got the weight relief with the 54.5 kilos versus those others, obviously giving away a little bit of race experience. But I think she's untapped, and I think she'll run you a big race, Clarky. So fingers crossed, and enjoy the day there at Randwick.
Thanks, buddy. Strength. There we go.
Fingers crossed.
Davo, thank you so much. Looking forward to getting your mail tomorrow.
Look forward to it, guys. Cheers.